Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Pei Vav and Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Im Noshim Uketanim Chayovim Ve'yechas Amazon. If women and children are obligated to bench, Sif Aleph, Noshim Chayavos Ve'yechas Amazon. The Mechaber tells us straight up, women are obligated to bench. V'safiku, the doubt is, Im Hen Chayavos Midyaraisa, if there's an obligation in a Torah, Umotzias esho anoshim, and they can take care of a man's obligation, be motzihim. Olam ein chayavos el midrabon, or perhaps their obligation is only midrabon. The ein motzios, and then they cannot be motzi elami she'ein chiyuvo el midrabon. They can only be motzi a person whose obligation is drabon. The ayin the kaman simen kuf tzayites being zimun shalhem. Later on in simen kuf tzayites, we'll talk about zimun. Mr. Bura Sif Katan Aleph, Imhein Chayavos Midiraisa. Women have to bench. The question is it a Torah obligation? The Fishi Mitzvah says, Shalom Azman Grama. It's a mitzvah in this Torah. It is not a time bound mitzvah. So why shouldn't it be obligated? Sif Gan Beis El Midabonin. Some say, no, it's Dabonin. Why? Midich Sif, because the Pasuk says, Allah Oretz HaTova, on the good land. V'nashim eilem chelik be'eretz. Women have no share in Eretz Yisrael mitzad atzmon, on their own. Imlo bevasi yoreshes, unless she's a daughter who inherits a father with no brothers. Masha ein kein kohanim levim. They could ask the same kasha. If that's the case, then kohanim levim shouldn't be mechuyev in benching either. No, kohanim levim are different. Afal pi she'eilem chelik, even though they don't get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, they don't get a chelik with the rest of the Shvatim, mikamalkam yeshlam or imigrash, but they do have places to live. They have cities, the or imigrash, that are designated for the Kaham and Levim. So therefore, it's not a kasha that they would bench midiraisa, ala aretz atoiv applies to them, because they do have or imigrash. Ve'yesh, some say, mishum shlonitan lehem bris v'ter, women would be exempt min atoirah because they don't have bris and Torah, which are requirements for birchas hamazon. So this is shaila: if women are mechuyev midiraisa or midrabban. Mishnah Berurah sif katan gimel elamisha ein v'chulu. So on the side that women's obligation is only midrabbanon, they could be mostly someone who has a midrabbanon chiyev. Could go on, for instance, shlo achal kadei sviya, a man who did not eat enough to be satisfied. His obligation is midrabbanon. So a woman could be motzi him according to this. Umesayim hatur, the Torah concludes. Devneishu safek, because it's a doubt. Naktinan, we assume, the ein motzios eso acherim sh'achol k'dei sviya, that a woman cannot be motzi a man who ate enough to be satisfied. V'chein kasav harambam perakei mechus brachas, and that's what the Rambam writes in perakei mechus brachas. Kasav b'tshuva shari frayim. If a woman ate and she's satisfied, but she's not sure if she benched, chayevus levorach, she should bench in because of the doubt. Ayin sham tama, look at his reason. V'chein hiskam chay adam mokin geborim, and the chay adam and mokin geborim agree. Achein, however, v'chidushi v'kiva eger, if you look in chidush v'kiva eger, v'chein v'vircha yosef, and the chidaz v'vircha yosef, pasku, they conclude, she does not go back and bench, because if her chiyuv is only drabbanon, it's a suffix drabbanon, it's a drabbanon lakula. V'chein mitzadeid b'pimigadim, and the p'imigadim is inclined this way as well. U'mikom akum, however, near it would seem, d'harotz l'smoch al da'a sharafrayim v'siyato, if a woman wanted to rely on the sharafrayim and those who hold like him, ein limchos b'yado, we're not going to stop. Now this is Lashon Zachar. I suspect it means the Rav who's going to tell the woman to bench again. We're not going to say he made a mistake. Vayim be'aloch, and be'aloch, he goes through all the shitas and points out that there are many, many shitas who say that her chiyuv is d'oraisa, and therefore she could certainly bench in a case of suffik. So his language is, if you're soimich on the sharafrayim and the achronim who say she should go back and bench, lo hifsid. Because anyway, many of you showed him Hoshis Chayiv D'Raisa. So there, the lashon is, you don't lose out. You're not going to lose out. And therefore, we'll tell the woman to bench if she's in doubt.
Is there a consensus, or is just a suffix and we don't?
Well, Lamaisa, they're bringing the notes, which Zalman said she should bench again. Because if not, benching becomes very insignificant to the woman. So you don't want that to happen. You're benching is Choshev. So the easiest way to take away the Chashiv is, yeah, you're not sure, you don't have to. So he says, Adrab, if you don't know, we should encourage them to bench. Rely on the shitas that you can bench, because benching is chashev. You shouldn't diminish the chashivas of benching. Si'if beis, katan chayev midrabon, k'dei lechanchu. A child has a rabbinic obligation to bench for chinuch purposes, to train him. V'hahi the bein v'ruch la'aviv. When we talk about a son benching for his father, kishlo ochel ov k'dei svi. It has to be the father did not eat enough to be full. Shein chayiv el medabanan. So his obligation is only drabanan. So the child who's chayiv is drabanan can be motzi the parent who only ate a little bit and is not soveh. Mishnah Berurah sif katan dalet katan chayiv medabanan. The child has a chayiv drabanan. Hainu afilo ochel kazayis. Even if the child eats only kazayis, gam kin chayiv medabanan lechachlo. There is going to be a chayiv medabanan to train him, and he should bench. Sif katan hay. The case of a child being Moses' father is when the father ate less than a kashir sevia. What's allow me to say? The Gemara teaches that a child who's not bar mitzvah can bench and motzi his father with benching kishain yodei lebech, when the father can't bench on his own. It's when the father did not eat enough to be full. But if the father did eat enough to be satisfied, so the father has an obligation to bench. His child, who's only mechuyav darbanon, cannot be motzi him. That the katan in a motzi isha, that a katan can't be motzi a woman either. It's because we don't know his chiyav might be diraisa, and therefore he can't be motzi her either. The child can be motzi the father if the father's chiyuv is only drabanan. What happens if the child did not eat k'dei sevia? The child is not full. He only had a kazayis. Now you have two drabanans. The drabanan of chinuch and the drabanan of benching on a kazayis. In motzi of la'aviv, can it be motzi his father who only ate a kazayis? That's a machlokes aposkim. One should be strict, because here you get into the issue of two drabbanons, and Tosfos holds by two drabbanons cannot be motzi one drabbanon. But there are others who disagree. So one should be machmir and not allow the child to motzi the father in such a case. Simen kuf pezayin the yukim benusach birchas hamazon. The yukim in the language, the formula of benching. So if aleph yesh oim, some say Baruch maspia l'ra'evim. Some had a nusach that Hashem satisfies those who are hungry. Ve'en la'am, we should not say it. Va'mosif gareah, by adding you take away. Vim amar b'malkam birchas hazon, if instead of the first brach of benching he says, Baruch achmona malka mori d'hai pita, a brach at Hashem, the melech who is the master of this bread, yotza, that would be enough. Ve'yesh oim, some say, shetzar shiachtim, he has to conclude, Baruch Machmona Dazan Kola, that Baruch Hashem who feeds all. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Af Yesh Om Baruch V'chul. There was a nusach to say Baruch Masbiel Re'evim. Haynu Shayanogin Lomer Koydim Haschalas Birchas Hamazon. They would actually say this before you start benching. Before you start benching, they would begin Baruch Masbiel Re'evim, and the Mechavis is not to say Sifkan Beis V'Hamosif Gareh. If you do say it, you're taking away. Dein LaHoysif Al Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim. One should not add on the formula that the Chachamim created. Lo yomar, one should not say, ki li olam chasto imanu. Don't say the word imanu. Ki chasod of heim im kolcha. Hashem's chesed is not just with us. Hashem's kindness is with all living things. In the second brach of benching, sha'ata zon, kamatz tachas hashin, there should be a kamatz under the shin, sha'ata. Anachnu modim v'lo anu. You should say anachnu modim, not anu. The anu hu loshen aninus. Anu could be construed as a loshen, a language of aninus, the stage prior to avelus. Befi kolchai v'lo befe. The root is befi kolchai, not with a segel, not befe. In the brach of rachem, re'enu b'shvo tachas reish. There should be a shvo under the reish. V'lo b'chrom, it's not ro'enu. Ki loshen bakosha. Re'enu is a request. That's why we say zunenu also. In the first bracha, back to the first bracha, lo chasar lanu v'al yechsar lanu. Sif katan gimel, malka mori v'chulam. Some replace the first bracha with malka mori, lefi masha kasam achab l'kamot reishadal. Now, based on the Shulchan Aruch Chleinu reishadalid, mori, it has to be the arm that he says, malka da alma. You have to add the alma, melech ha'olam. Look right over there. Sifka dal yotza. He would be sufficient for what? Yidei bracha rishona, for the first bracha. She birchas hazan, the bracha of hazan. Even though he really abbreviated the bracha, he didn't say it in the way the Chacham said to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. He's saying it in Aramaic in abbreviated form. Still, he would be Yotze B'Dieved. He did mention the shame. The Hashem Yisparach HaYikonos of Lashon Rachmana. Hashem Yisparach would be called Rachmana. Umalchus, he includes Malchus. V'inyan HaBracha, and the basic content of the bracha. Umashma Od, and it's further implied. Today we show, according to the first view, Afshalo Chitim Gam Kemahani. Even if you didn't end with Bracha Chmana Dazan Kola, it's good enough. After Kaimlon, even though we hold the Makom Sha'om Lachtom and Oshoy Shalal Lachtom, the Gemara says, if the Chacham gave us an ending to a long bracha, Bracha Hashem, you're now allowed to say it without the ending. Mikom Makom B'Dievid Yotze, still B'Dievid, you would be Yotze. Vadeesh Nias, really, the second view that says you have to add Bracha Chmana Dazan Kola, that Shita holds, the Huli Kuva Apidievid, it is Ma'akiv, and B'Dievid, you won't be Yotze without it. Vayain B'Bach Shekosif, if you look in the Bach, he writes, the nearly the ikur hadeya hazo that he thinks this is the ikur ve'aviyu b'lirabu born elirabu, you have to bring the ending the chasima. V'nei kolz u'daf b'diavad. Now this whole thing is diavad. Avad chadchila the kuli amba, but everyone agrees with chadchila. Ein l'shanos klal min nusach habracha shetik nolach chachamam zichron habracha, that you don't change the nusach of the bracha that chacham instituted. K'moshim v'ar b'rambam perakal mikriyishma perakal mechaz brachas. The Rambam writes this in hechaz kriyishma and hechaz brachas. So you should say the benching the way we have it. Umashim b'achronim, the achronim seem to say, d'ilodim ketanim, when it comes to little children, nucha l'chanchem l'chadchil b'nusach zeh, you could train them with this nusach, mi'birch zazon, instead of the nusach of brach zazon, the way we have it, v'chein ma'at ba'at mikol brach, and so to every brach a little by little, ad she'id l'var kol brach ketikun, until they could say the whole brach in its proper form. L'maisa, we don't do that. L'maisa, we're mechanech kids, to bench, and we train them little by little the way benching is, instead of replacing it with an Aramaic miniature version. Sif Beis, Bevirchas Ha'oritz, in the second bracha of benching, L'harosh, Lo Yoyim Hashem Chalta Lavosenu Eretz Chemda V'chulu, Bris V'Torah. Don't say the words Bris and Torah like that. Shayoyimi, because you say, Al Brischa, Shechasata B'Vsarenu, Val Torascha, Shalim Adetanu. So you don't have to say the words Bris and Torah besides. It's good enough to say it once. That's Shitas HaRosh. The Rambam Chalek, the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says, Divya Roshim Irka, we go with the Rosh. Mr. Burasif, Katan Hei, Bris V'Tayro, Kibinus Chosom HaYakosav, in their Nusach it said, Shelchat Lavasenu, Eretz Chemda, Tovu Rechava, Bris V'Tayro. That you gave us this Nachala of the Eretz Chemda, the Tovu, this good, desirable, expansive land, Bris and Tayro. The Rosh says on that, Lo Yomer, don't say that. Shayomer Achach, you're going to say afterwards, Al Brischa V'chulu. So you don't say it twice. Umad Amr Gemara, the Gemara says, Tzorch Sheyaskir Ba Bris V'Torah. You have to mention Bris and Torah. Hainu Ha'inyan Shal Bris V'Torah. It doesn't mean the words Bris and Torah. It's the topic. K'mo She'anu Omer, like we do, Al Brischa V'chulu. Lo Tevus Mamash, not the actual words. But the Rambam says, no, you say the words Bris and Torah. And the Rambam says, we don't go with the Rambam. Se'if Gimel. Imlo hiske bevirchas ha'oritz bris v'tayr. If someone omitted bris and tayr from the second bracha of benching, afil imlo chiseh le'echem, even if he just misses one of them, marzirno, so he has to go back and bench again. V'nashim v'avodim, the Ramah says, women and avodim, lo yom bris v'tayr. They don't say the words bris and tayr. D'nashim la'vnei bris ninhu. Women don't have bris. V'avodim la'vnei tayr ninhu. Avodim don't have tayr. Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Vav Imlo Hiska V'Chulo. If he doesn't mention it, he's not Yotze. V'Hadlo Hiska Mechaber. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say Imlo Omer Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava? If you left out Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava, also the Bach Zionos, so you go back. Kedisa B'Shas. The Gemara says you got to say all three. It's not just Bris and Torah. You got to mention Eretz, Bris and Torah. The Milz the Pshiti. The Mishnah Berurah says that's obvious. The Iker Berach Aretz. The whole Brachas Aretz revolves around the Aretz. So of course, if you left Eretz out, you have to go back. Even for bris and tayr, you'd have to go back. In the bracha of eretz, you have to mention bris and tayr. Shai de bris nitna aretz avam, because through the mitzvah smila, Avram Avinu was given eretz Yisrael. The parsha smila in the parsha smila lech lecha, Shnemer it says, "V'nasat lecha zarecha chavecha eretz megurecha v'goimer," that I've given you and your children after you this land where you live. Ubizchus ha-terva mitzvahs yorshus ha-aretz. And in the merit of Torah mitzvahs, Klai Yisrael inherit the land. Shneimer l'man tichyon u'revisem u'vasem v'rishtam ha-aretz. That you will live and grow when you come and inherit the land. V'goyimer v'oyimer, it says, v'yitlam atzas goyim ba'avur yishmu chukav v'sarsav v'goyim. Even though this pasuk isn't Tehillim, but the pasuk is saying the zechus of chukim and Torah, that they shoimer Torah and mitzvahs, that's what gives them the zechus to live in Eretz Yisrael. So you leave it out, you have to go back. You start benching all over. All three brachas, the first three brachas of Birchas HaMazon are like one. Look what he wrote there in the name of the other achronim. So even though the mistake was in the second bracha, it's not enough to go back to Nodelecha. You have to go back to the beginning of benching. Sivkaton test and noshim lavachul. The Ramah says women don't say bris and ter. But MS lav b'nei Torah ninu gamkin. It's not just the avodim don't have Torah. Women don't have Torah either. For the chalkin l'shtayim, the reason we divide it into mishum the avodim is no bris, because avodim do have bris. Women don't have bris or Torah. Avodim just don't have Torah. When we come all can be a main. However, in our days, the women do say bris and Torah. The kavana is for the men's bris. It's referring to the Torah of the men. In the merit of Torah and bismillah, Klal Yisrael were zoicha to inherit Eretz Yisrael. But and furthermore, women have to learn the mitzvahs relevant to them, to know how to do it. Like we wrote in Simem Zayin in the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, that's why women say Birchas HaTorah as well. Se'iv Dalet, im lo hiske bevonei Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, machzirin osam. If someone left out Malchus Beis David and bevonei Yerushalayim, they have to go back. The Ramah says, "Va'oimim al hanisim bechanika u'bepurim koydim v'al hakol v'chulu." We would insert al hanisim on Chanukah and Purim before al hakol. V'im lo amaro, if someone forgot to say it, ein machzirin osay, they would not have to go back and bench again. V'ayin lekamon simin tafresh pebeis. Look ahead in tafresh pebeis. U'mekamakom yuchal amaro b'toch sh'arachim. Now, if they did forget to say al hanisim in the brachov no delecho, so you could insert it by the harachamans. V'yomer, and he would say, harachamon hu yasa lonu nisim, k'mosha osa v'yomehem, bazman azev v'chulu v'hochi, that's the minig. And then you would say, b'mei matisyo ben yochren kon godol, or b'mei mordechai v'est. Mishdebur sivkanyon, b'vone v'chulu. V'pnei sh'ayde David niskash yushalayim. You have to mention David, because through David, Yushalayim was made holy. V'gam furthermore, there is no complete comfort to Klal Yisrael until the Malchus of Beis David returns to its place.